Please turn in your Bibles this morning to Genesis 24.
请我们打开圣经，创世纪二十四章。
Genesis 24.
创世纪二十四章。
If I were to be asked what is my favorite chapter in the Bible, this would be probably my first choice.
如果你问我圣经中你最喜欢的一章圣经在哪里呢？也许这一章就是我的选择。
It's a beautiful example of the sovereignty of God.
这一章讲到神主权一个非常美丽的一个例子。
The working of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作。
The response that we're all to have as a bond servant.
那对我们来说呢，好像一个奴仆一样，我们该有的反应。
Finding the bride which the Lord is looking for.
要找着这个心腹是主一直在寻找的。
It's a beautiful picture of the way.
这是一幅非常美丽的图画，是关于一个道路美丽的图画。
And this will be our concentration this morning on the way.
今天早晨我们交通的重点就是这条道路。
What is the way?
什么是这条道路呢？
How do we find the way?
我们如何找着这条道路呢？
When the Bible says that we are all like sheep and we have gone our own way.
圣经说我们都如羊走迷，走在自己的路上。
And many times as believers, we continue to do it our way.
虽然我们已经信主，可是常常我们还喜欢走自己的道路。
Fail to finding the way.
我们好像没有办法找着这条路。
And as a result, we suffer much loss.
结果就是我们遭受许多的损失。
Even temporal, physical loss, because we've not found the way.
也许是物质上或者是外面的损失，因为我们没有找着这条路。
But particularly spiritual loss.
可是更重要的是我们有属灵上的损失。
Spiritual loss that will affect us for all eternity.
因为属灵的损失是永远的损失。
That is a long time.
在永远里面是很长的时间。
But we have an opportunity, every one of us, to find the way now.
可是我们每一位都有这个机会来找着这条路。
And this servant of Abraham understood the way.
这个亚伯拉罕的仆人，他明白这条路。
A good introduction to a message like this would be this 24th chapter and just using it as an example of one person finding the way.
要来介绍这条路，这一章圣经就是很好的例子，来带领我们看见他怎么找着这条路。
But we will save this story for another time.
但是我们把这整个的故事，我们下一次再说。
Verse 27, please.
二十七节。
Genesis 24:27. And he said, this is Abraham's servant. And he said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his loving kindness and his truth toward my master as for me. The Lord has guided me in the way to the house of my master's brother.
二十七节说，耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神是应当称颂的，因他不断地以慈爱诚实待我主人。至于我，耶和华在路上引领我，直走到我主人的兄弟家里。
I'm going to read this in another translation, the Darby translation, because it gives the emphasis that we want to concentrate on.
我还要再念达密的翻译，因为它可以帮助我们来认识今天我们要交通的。
I being in the way, Jehovah led me.
我在这道路上，是这条道路是耶和华在引领我。
You young adults here in the first couple rows, this is the secret to life.
在座前几排的年轻人，这是生命的秘诀。
Finding the way.
要找着这条路。
And as the servant here says, I, being in the way, the God of heaven and earth led me.
这个仆人说，我在这个天造天地的主引导我到的这条路上。
How many of you want to be led by yourself?
有多少人愿意自己来带领自己？
Led by the politics of this world.
或者是被这世界上的政客来带领。
Led by Wall Street.
或者被世界上这个华尔街的经济来带领。
Led by the entertainment field.
或者被这世界上的娱乐来带领。
Or do you want to be in the way?
或者你愿意走在这条道路上。
That has ramifications forever and ever and ever.
因为这条道路是跟永远有关的。
Every problem, every situation, every difficulty that you and I will ever come across, the answer is found by being in the way.
对于你遭遇到所有的难处，这个答案就在乎你是不是能够找着这条路。
Not to scare anyone, but this coming week, there will be pressures in our life.
我不是要吓大家，但是在再来这个礼拜，我们生活里面会有压力。
Life is filled of circumstances and disappointments.
因为我们的生活就充满着许多的难处，许多的失望。
There is much suffering in our own personal lives.
在我们个人生活里面也会受许多的苦。
But when we are in the way, there are answers.
但是我们若走在这条路上，就有答案。
There are resources to meet all of those things.
它会供应我们一切所需用的来应付这些难处。
That's called the good news.
这就是福音。
That's called the gospel according to St. Paul.
这就是保罗告诉我们这个福音这个好消息。
The gospel is not just believing in Christ one day and saying, I have the full gospel.
来，福音不是说一天我们信主以后呢，我就得着全部的福音。
The gospel is a whole lifestyle and lifetime.
福音乃是我们所有的生活，是我们一生的道路。
The gospel is coming into the fullness of Christ.
福音就是要进到主耶稣基督的丰富里面。
The fullness of the power of God, Ephesians 3:19.
在以弗所书三章十九节，要经历神一切的丰富。
As we reminded this morning in 2 Corinthians 1:10, that opening statement, over all the greatness of death, there is a way.
就像早晨波饼，就是在一切的极大的死亡里面，却还有一条道路。
Death of the spirit.
也许是灵的死亡。
Death of the soul.
也许是魂的死亡。
Death of this physical body.
还有包括这身体的死亡。
All overcome by being in the way.
这些，如果我们在这条路上，我们就得胜了。
Three words sum up this way, the way.
这条道路可以总结在三个字上。
We probably only have time to really cover one this morning.
也许我早晨只有时间来交通到一点。
The first is Christ.
首先就是基督。
The second is the cross, which we just sang about.
第二就是十架，就是我们刚才所唱的诗歌。
And the third is of the church.
第三就讲到教会。
Christ, the person.
基督这位人。
Cross, his work.
讲到十架是他的工作。
And of course, the church, the body of Christ.
讲到教会是基督的身体。
And all of these three working simultaneously in our life becomes the way.
这三方面在我们的生活里面互相的来相关作用在一起，就带我们到这条道路。
And I might add, the only way.
而且是唯一的道路。
Anything outside of the way, as Elliot just reminded us, leads to destruction.
刚才领事的 Elliot 弟兄提醒我们，其他的位带我们进到灭亡。
A destruction of spirit, soul, and body.
是灵魂身体的灭亡。
Oh, may we want to be in the way.
真愿意我们都走在这条路上。
May the Lord give us such a desire.
愿主给我们这样的渴慕。
We must ask ourselves this morning, then, what is this way?
早晨我们要问这条道路在哪里？
And the emphasis that we're going to look at this morning is just, I shouldn't say just, but the Lord Jesus Christ, who is everything.
这条道路就是主耶稣基督，因为他是一切。
For we know that Jesus said, I am the way.
因为主说我就是道路。
And everything in our life hinges on whether we know that, whether we're experiencing that, or whether we don't.
那所有我们一生都关键在于说我们认不认识这条道路，我们有没有经历这条道路，我们的生活是怎么样。
So what does it mean? When Jesus says, I am the way.
所以主耶稣说我就是道路是什么意思呢？
Well, let's look at the book of John this morning. If you have a Bible, your Bible with you, open it up to the 6th chapter of John.
如果你有圣经，请打开约翰福音第六章。
The 6th chapter written by John.
约翰福音六章。
There in the 35th verse and the 48th verse we see these words, I am the bread of life.
在35节和48节我们都看到主耶稣说我就是生命的粮。
So a key to being in the way is knowing that I am, Jesus says, the bread of life.
所以要认识这条路，首先我们要认识耶稣是生命的粮。
In Exodus 3, Jesus, God says, I am who I am.
在出埃及记第三章，耶和华说，我就是我所赐的那位。
I am the only God.
我是唯一的神。
I am jealous and I don't want you to have anything important above me.
我是忌邪的神，我不要有任何事情比我对你来讲更重要。
And so in the book of John, 7 times, this Jesus uses these words, defining himself, first, I am the bread of life.
主耶稣在约翰福音有讲到七次，他就说我是，那第一个就讲到我是生命的粮。
What is this bread of life?
生命的粮是什么呢？
We know that bread, even today, is the main staple around this world as far as food is concerned.
这个粮或者饼就是今天我们所需要吃的。
There's hardly a country that you cannot go to where bread is not that staple food.
很难找到一个地方你去那里然后他们没有饼来吃。
And it's no accident that it is that way.
那这不是一个偶然说一定要有饼。
If it was not that way, this verse would make no sense to us. God would not have used it as an example.
要不然神不会把它放在这里做一个例子。
Bread sustains physical life.
这个饼让我们或这个粮让我们的肉身可以活着。
And it's a picture of a spiritual principle.
那这也预表到一个属灵的原则。
That the I am gives us life.
这位我是的神给我们生命。
Did you notice this morning when the table was set before us, there was a loaf of bread?
早晨，你有没有注意，当桌子放在这里的时候，这边有饼。
Representing, of course, the Lord Jesus, being a testament of the Lord Jesus.
那里就可以成为主耶稣，这个饼就成为主耶稣基督的见证。
In Psalm 78, we see, is there a table in the wilderness?
在诗篇三十八篇，神在旷野为我们摆设宴席。
Can God provide a table in the wilderness that we live in?
神可不可以在我们所处的旷野里面为我们摆设宴席呢？
Do we have to go through life fighting one another, upset with anyone, competing with one another?
我们需要经过这个生活，然后是天天在征战，在相比与人相争的当中吗？
Being jealous of one another?
那互相嫉妒，互相的征战吗？
Or has God set a table in the wilderness?
或者像神的话说，在旷野摆设宴席。
David, as a young person, much the same age of you, answered that question.
那大卫在他年轻的时候，就像在做年轻人的这个时候，他就有对这个问题有回答。
Psalm 23, David says, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
诗篇二十三篇讲到，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
And our biggest enemy, young people, is right inside here.
年轻人们，我们最大的敌人就在我们里面。
We love ourselves more than we love God.
我们爱自己胜过爱神。
This is natural and normal for all of us.
对我们来讲，这是很自然的。
We're in a wilderness. It's barren.
因为我们在旷野里面什么都没有。
There is no life out there. Wall Street, the foundation of Wall Street is greed.
在旷野里面什么都没有，这个华尔街的根基就是贪婪。
We have entertainment galore. We can pull out our iPhone and have all the entertainment in the world.
我们可以把我们的手机打开，就有世界上所有的娱乐。
And it leaves us hungry and wanting more.
却让我们觉得空虚、饥渴，还要再更多。
It does not take care of the appetite.
没有办法让我们满足。
But God says, or David says, God prepares a table before us.
可是大卫却这样说：神在我面前为我摆设宴席。
And Jesus is that bread of life.
耶稣就是生命的粮。
And as we continue to look there in John 6, Jesus beckons and says, "Eat of me."
继续，主耶稣就说，要来吃我。
As our brother admonished it earlier today, by faith, take a hold of this Christ.
早晨，弟兄也提醒我们，我们因着信来领取。
Look off to Jesus.
来仰望耶稣。
Eat of me many times during the day.
每一天，他许多次来供应我们。
Many of us believers have maybe one or two meals a week.
也许
spiritual meals.
我们许多信主的，也许一个礼拜只吃这一两次这属灵的宴席。
We come together Friday night, and we have a little fellowship around the word.Sometimes we say, well, that wasn't much. It was not even a snack. Sometimes it's a pretty good meal.
礼拜五晚上我们聚集在一起读主的话，有时候我们吃得饱，有时候呢就像点心一样。
We can come around the Lord's table and on Sunday and maybe blessed in some way and see something of the Lord.
也许我们主日到主的桌子面前，我们来蒙福，我们来遇见主一点。
And then proceed from here in about an hour from now and live on a spiritual starvation diet the rest of the week.
那在一个钟头以后呢，我们就改变了。也许在我们生活的里面，一个礼拜我们都在属灵的饥荒里面。
Never getting in and devouring this word.
没有，从来没有到主的话语面前来吃主的话。
Never asking the Lord to show us what does this chapter mean in John 1.
没有到主面前来求问主说约翰福音第一章是什么意思。
And as a result, we're not in the way.
如果是这样，我们就不在这条道路中。
The Lord is the way.
主就是这条道路。
And he is the bread of life.
他就是我们生命的粮。
And without this, we go astray.
如果我们没有来领这生命的粮，我们就会走偏。
We drift, as the Hebrew writer says, away.
就像希伯来书一样，我们就逐渐的来偏离主的路。
John 8 John chapter 8
约翰福音第八章
Verse 12
第十二节
And also chapter 9 verse 5 where Jesus says I am the light of the world.
那在第九章五第五节，主也是这样讲：“我是世上的光。”
You and I, because of our fallen nature, love darkness more than we love light.
因为我们堕落的本性，我们爱黑暗不爱光。
And without light, we do not find our way.
如果没有光，我们就找不着那条路。
The way is obscure.
因为这条路是不明显的。
And before long, we're tripping and falling.
那如果没有光，很快我们就会跌倒。
But again, the Lord says, the Word, this living Word, is a light, a lamp unto our feet, and a light unto our path.
主也告诉我们，他的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
I might just stop for just a moment and say here, every single thing in this world is going to keep us from this living Word.
我稍微停一下。这世界上所有的一切来拦住我们来读主的话。
Some of you young people spend 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 hours a day in your study books.
年轻人，你需要花6个钟头、8个钟头，甚至到14个钟头来读书。
But in that 24-hour day, to have 15 minutes of the light of this word, of the bread of this word,It is impossible. Don't have time.
如果你只花15分钟要来得着这个吃这个生命的粮，或来看见这个光，是不可能的。
And the fault lies in three areas.
那就会在三方面跌倒。
One is ourselves. We again have made a decision of what is the way.
那第一方面会跌倒，就是因为我们自己，因为我们自己已经决定，我们知道要走什么路。
And we've been deceived into thinking that this is not the way.
我们就会被欺骗，以为圣经所讲的这条道路不是真的道路。
And then there are the responsibilities and the encroachment of the world.
然后第二方面就是这个世界的压力。
And of course, our arch enemy number three, the enemy.Is going to make sure that we do not get excited about this word.
第三方面，仇敌也会让我们觉得对神的话没兴趣。
That we never see that this is a lamp unto our feet.
我们从来不觉得主的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And therefore, we do not see that Jesus is the light of the world.
所以我们就没有办法看到主耶稣是世上的光。
And we do not eat of the bread of life.
我们就不来吃这生命的饼。
And we fall by the wayside.
那我们就在这条路的当中就偏离，就跌
倒。And the birds come along and pluck the seed away.
所以鸟就来了，把这个种子就叼走了。
And our lives are of no eternal value.
我们的生命就没有永远的价值。
When we turn to John 10:9, Jesus says, "I am the door."
当我们翻到约翰福音十章九节，主耶稣，我就是那羊的门。
To be in the way, there is a daily and even a moment-by-moment decision to enter that way.
每天我们都要做决定，要来进入这个门。
And man believes and has come up with a thought that there are many, many ways of entering this way.
人会觉得说有很多很多的方法，很多很多的门来进到这条路。
But Jesus makes it clear, I'm not only the way, but I am the door to the way.
主让我们很清楚看到，不止他是这条道路，他也是要进到这条道路的门。
This is not just a one-time entering.
这不是说一次进来就好了。
Yes, we entered that door the day we said, Lord, I believe, and I want to be filled with your life.
是的，当那一天我们对主说，我相信你，我愿意来接受你的生命的时候，我们进入这个门。
But you and I cool off very, very quickly.
但是你和我很快的我们就冷淡了。
We can come in here this morning and look at the Lord's table, and it absolutely means nothing to us.
我们可以来到主的面前，主的桌子面前，它对我们好像没有什么意义。
And we have to cry out to the Lord.
所以我们要对主来呼求。
I did it this morning myself.
所以早晨我就是这样对主说。
Lord, where's the door?
主啊，这门在哪里呢？
The Lord says, I am the door.
主说，我就是门。
Father, through your Son, let me enter in and see.
天父，我向你祷告，借着你的儿子，让我进入，让我看见。
You are the light of the world. Shine light in my heart.
你是世界的光，把你的光照在我的心里。
So that I can eat the bread of life.
所以我可以来吃着生命的饼。
Seeing Christ.
来看见基督。
Not as some ritual tradition without any reality.
而不是好像来有一个仪式，没有实质。
And when we walk through that door, Jesus says, I am.The Good Shepherd, two verses down, John 10:11.
在约翰福音十章十一节里面，主就是说，当我们进入这个门，主耶稣说，我是好牧人。
And also verse 14.
十一节十四节。
I am the Good Shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I am the Great Shepherd of the sheep.
我是群羊的大牧人。
Who is shepherding your life?
谁在牧养你的生活呢？
Well, as young people, looking at myself, I made the big mistake of not letting my parents shepherd me.
那我看自己呢，就有一个很大的错误，因为我以前犯的错误就是我不让我的父母来牧养。
Oh, I learned to submit to my father, yes.
我来学习顺从我的父亲，是的。
Because if I did not submit to my father,The car keys were taken from me.
因为我若不来顺服我的父亲的话，他就把我那个汽车的钥匙拿走。
But you young people know that you can say, "Yes, Mom, I'll do it. I will go make my bed."
年轻人，你可以对你妈妈说：“是的，我来收拾我的床。”
But it's the wrong spirit.
但是那个灵却不对的。
It's not following the shepherd.
如果是这样，就不是在跟随牧人。
Young people, when you submit graciously to your parents who make mistakes, you are submitting to God.
年轻人们，当你们来顺服会犯错的父母的时候，你是顺服神。
Some of you are going to work tomorrow, and you have a totally unreasonable boss and co-workers that you are working with.
有些人要明天要去上班，你的老板或同事可能完全都不合理。
When you submit to them, you are submitting to the Heavenly Father, Romans 13:1-2.
当你顺服他们的时候，你就是来顺服天父，就像罗马书十三章一二节说的。
This is serious.
非常严重的事。
This is how the Lord shepherds us.
这是主怎样来牧养我们。
As our sister Chris this morning prayed, this is, and she was giving thanks, this is the environment God puts us in.
是主姊妹早上的祷告就是主把我们放在这个环境里。
He puts authority in our life.
他在我们的环境里面来放下许多的。
And all authority is from God.
有许多这样的难处困难都是从神来的。
And then he tests us.Are we going to graciously submit to that?
神就试验我们，我们是不是愿意很有恩典的来顺从。
God shepherds us through our environment.
神借着环境来牧养我们。
I don't know what you think of the president, the Congress, the Supreme Court.
我不晓得你觉得总统或者国会或者是最高法院怎么样。
The governors, the legislative branch, the mayor and the city council,
或者是州长，或者是议会，或者是市长。
But God has put them there.
是神把他们放在那里。
And we are not to touch them with our critical mouths.
我们不要用我们的批评的嘴来碰这些事。
It is rejecting the great shepherd who is over all.
如果是这样，我们就是来拒绝掌管一切的牧人。
Even in communist countries, God has put and allowed certain people to be in place of leadership.
甚至在共产国家，神也是允许有些人来做领导。
How do we respond?
我们如何反应呢？
To this I am.
我们对这位我是的神如何反应呢？
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I am the light of the world.
我是世上的光。
I am the door.
我是门。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
All leading us to the way.
这些都带领我们来到这条道路中。
When we get to John 11, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Verse 25 and 26.
当我们来到约翰福音11章25、26节，主耶稣说，我是复活，我是生命。
How many times has that word come up since 9:30 this morning? Life.
从九点半到现在，有多少次的生命这个字出现呢？
I don't know if it's dawned on any of you yet. I hope all of you that you were born in death. To your spirit.
我不晓得在座大家有没有认识到，我们生出来是属灵的死亡。
Even in our mother's wombs, we were conceived in sin, in death.
甚至在我们母腹的当中，我们就在罪的里面。
We are under the law of sin and death.
我们就被罪和死的律所掌管。
This grips us. This binds us. This strangles us.
这个就抓住我们，掌管我们。
But there's an answer.
然而有一个答案。
Lazarus, his sister testified, stinketh. Putrefaction from death.
拉撒路就让我们看见，从在这个死的里面已经好像死透了。
That's what we are when we murmur and complain.About our teachers, about our parents, about our neighbors.
如果我们来发怨言，对于我们的邻居，对我们的老师，来发怨言的时候。
When we're upset with our spouse.
对我们的配偶来生气的时候。
Most marriages, I'm sad to say, have a wall of death separating husband and wife.
许多的婚姻都有这个死的这道墙来拦阻这个夫妻之间的关系。
It need not be.
不需要这样子。
If we're in the way, it need not be.
如果我们在这条道路上，就不需要是这样。
Because Jesus is the way.
因为耶稣就是这条道路。
And Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Capital L.
耶稣就说，我是复活，我是生命，就是那生命。
Never to die again.
信我的人就永远不死。
Never to experience the pain of death.
就不需要再经历这死亡的痛苦。
In 1 Corinthians 15 we see, O grave, where is thy victory? It's not there. The grave has no victory. Death has no sting, pain.
临前15章11节讲到说，死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Even when we come to the end of this life,It's like walking from one door to another.
就像我们到生命的尽头，也好像从这个门进来，进到另外一个门里面。
As we sang this morning, our memory becomes less, our mind becomes not as becomes fragile, and yet the Lord remembers us. We're in the way.
虽然我们的身心会衰残，但是主却纪念我们，因为我们这条道路上。
The way is the great stabilizer of life.
在这条生命的道路上，让我们的生命可以稳固。
And in this rocky world, brothers and sisters, we need some stability.
在这个变动的时代里面，我们需要被坚固。
It is found in that narrow way.
就在这条道窄路上。
The great I am.
发现了我这我是的这位。
I am the Almighty One.
我是全能的。
I am the only one.
我是唯一的。
When the Jews say that on their Sabbath, I am, he is the only one, it means to us today, there's nothing else that's our God.
当犹太人他们在安息日说我就是在称颂主是他是唯一的那位，我们也是这样。
Information technology is a wonderful thing, but it has become a God in our lives.
资讯是非常好，但是常常它取代了神。
It has become the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
成为那知识善恶树。
Information at our fingertip.
在资讯非常容易的取得。
It becomes the Tower of Babel. I am going to make a name for myself. I have all this information.
就变成为巴别塔，要变成我有所有的资讯，要来传扬我的名。
It becomes a stimulus that just keeps us occupied all the time.
也来刺激我们，让我们生活里面是这样的忙碌。
Some of you even right now might be having a little bit of problem because you haven't looked at your Facebook for a half an hour.
在座有些人也许没有看你的那个脸书上超过半个钟头，你就有点着急，有点难处。
That stimuli takes the place of the Holy Spirit.
那这个刺激呢，要让你去看，就代替了圣灵。
We're different than animals.
我们与动物不一样。
Take a sheep. A sheep just goes out, drinks water, has some grass, and then lays down and chews.Gets up, water, grass. That's all it does.
像羊，它就是去喝水、吃草、睡觉，喝水、吃草、睡觉，就是这样。
If it has a thunderstorm, doesn't worry. Just puts his head down.
如果有暴风雨，它就把头藏在这里面。
But you and I are different. We have to have stimulus.
你和我不一样，我们是需要有些东西来刺激我们。
And God has created you and I to be in the way and to be stimulated by God Himself.
你和我被造就要在走这条道路，让神自己。
God exciting us, God filling our mind.
让神来充满我们，让我们里面对神有兴趣。
With the fullness of His Son.
用他自己儿子的丰满来充满我们。
But we have chosen to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是我们却选择来吃这个分别善恶的树上的果子。
We have drifted off the way.
我们从这条路上偏离了。
And have used the stimulus of this world to excite us.
那就来从这世界上来寻找刺激。
It's very, very subtle.
好像是很微妙的。
We think that the few minutes on Sunday are going to satisfy.
也许我们觉得礼拜天花几分钟就让我们满足。
It only takes probably less than a month to have one meal a week physically and then die.
如果我们一个礼拜只吃一餐的话，也许几个月我们就死了。
In John 14, Jesus says, and we come to the core, the center of our, of the way here, where Jesus says, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the reality, and the life.
所以在
John 14:6.
Yeah, 约翰福音十一章第六节，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father but by me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
When God created Adam, he had one thought in mind, that Adam and God would be one. Friendship, fellowship, 24 hours a day.
当神造亚当的时候，他有个心意，就是他要跟亚当成为朋友，一天24小时有交通。
sin broke that.
可是罪却把这个打断了。
But Jesus, of course, came to reunite us again with the Father.
主耶稣来就把我们再带回到父家里。
So that here on this earth we can be in the way.
所以我们可以走在这条路上。
The way to the Father.
来走在回家到父家的路上。
Making us like the Father while we're on this earth, and then carrying us into His presence.
这个的生命带我们走在这条路上，一直带到主的面前。
And all the rewards of heaven will be in relationship to were we in the way.
所有属天的祝福都在取决于我们是不是走在这条路上。
I've used this example before, but I'll just share it again. Being in business, one always is thinking of the word profit.
我以前做过这个例子，我再说一遍，就是说，在商业上呢，你就考虑的是不是能够赚钱。
The best return.
能够赚最多的钱。
The best return for me in my lifetime.
在我有限的生命里面，能够赚到最多。
The best return for the company and its lifetime.
对公司来讲，在公司这个年限的里面，能够赚到最多的钱。
Most of us work no more than 40-50 years as far as employment.
也许我们工作最多也不过四五十年。
And it's all over.
然后就没有了。
Moses says we live to be 70, 80 if we're real strong, and it's all over.
摩西说，人一生的年日是70岁，强壮可以到80岁。
But the way pays dividends.For eternity.
但是走在这条道路上，却可以让我们在永生当中得益处。
Now that is return.
这个就是我们的利益。
If we can find the way to pay dividends for all eternity.
如果我们可以找到这条路，可以在永生里面，我们可以受益。
It's found in the way.
那就要来找到这条路。
Jesus says, "I am the way."I am truth. I am the reality of the way.
主说，我就是道路，我就是真理，就是这个道路的实际。
And I am the life in this way.
我也是在这条道路上的生命。
And then when we get to John 15, I am the vine.
当我们来到约翰福音十五章，主耶稣，我是真葡萄树。
I am the soil. I am the nutrients in the soil. I am the water. I am the roots. I am the stem. I am the life in the branch. I am the bud. I am the flower. I am the fruit.
主耶稣讲说，他就是那个土，就是那养分，就是水，就是根，就是茎，然后就是叶子。看果实。
All want to bear fruit. Fruit is one word is love.
我们每一个人都想结果子，都有爱。
Love for God and love for one another.
我们爱神，我们也彼此相爱。
That sums up the Bible right there.
这样就总结了圣经。
And that love is defined by the word joy.And peace, and long-suffering, and kindness, gentleness, goodness, wisdom, holiness. How's your memory today, brother?
Oh, I'm writing it down.
Go ahead.
这个爱就显在有喜乐，有平安，然后有温柔呀，那各方面。
Jack and I are getting a little older, so. Righteousness. What a wonderful thing. The whole all-inclusive word of virtue, character of God, is found in this word, righteousness.
公义，神的这些本性就显在这个公义的里面。
Righteousness, perfect transparency.
是完全的透明
perfect consistency
是完全的一致
this is the righteousness that comes out of this word love.
就是神的公义就在他的爱里面被表现出来。
I am the vine.
我就是葡萄树。
What are the benefits? What I should say, first of all, what is the response to this I am?
我们对这个我是的反应是什么呢？
How are we going to respond?
我们如何来回应神呢？
Well, there it says, I am the bread of life. Jesus simply says, come to me.
对于生命的粮，主就简单的说，来到我面前。
Eat of me.
你们要吃我。
And eating connotes a daily thing.
这个吃就代表每天的工作，每天需要吃。
When he says, I am the light of the world, we're to respond by follow me, Jesus says.
对于主说我是世界上的光，我们的反应就是主，我要跟随你。
And when the blind man heard Jesus say that I am the light of the world, he went and washed his eyes and he saw.
当这瞎眼的人听见主耶稣说我是世界的光，他就去洗得他的眼睛，就看见了。
Light obvious connotes seeing, knowing, and understanding.
这个光就代表看见，而且认识，而且了解。
Do we see today?
我们今天是不是有看见呢？
What was the key to that blind man?
那这个瞎子的关键在哪里呢？
When Jesus says, go and wash, what was his attitude?
当主耶稣说你去洗你的眼睛，他的反应是什么呢？
Obedience.
他就是顺服。
Obedience is the thing that always precedes life.
要能够在生命之前必须先有顺服。
Every time we obey, we see more clearly.
每一次我们顺服的时候，我们就看得更清楚。
Obey our boss, obey our teachers, obey our instructors, obey the traffic signs. All of those lead to life and light.
如果我们来顺服我们的老师，顺服我们的老板，或者是我们的交通灯，这样就引到生命的里面。
When Jesus says, I am the door, how are we to respond?
主说我是门，我们的反应是什么呢？
Enter in.
我们就进去。
Very simple. It's so neat. I was thinking of this verse in Luke 10:21, where Jesus rejoices. He says, I am so thankful that you have not given the gospel to the intelligent people, but to us babes, simple people.
主耶稣在路加福音10:25，他就欢乐起来。他没有把福音传给那些聪明通达的，而是给婴孩。
Our intelligence often hinders us from coming into the simpleness of entering the door.
我们的智慧聪明常常拦住我们来简单的来进入这个门。
Entering the door. A two-year-old understands. You can open the door and you say, come in. They come in. It's very simple.
两岁的孩子，如果你把门打开，叫他进来，他就进来，非常简单。
Jesus teaches with the simplest. That's why he says, let the children come to me.
主的教导非常的简单，所以主说让孩子，小孩到我面前来。
You young people, you are old enough right now to be in the way.
这些你们年轻人，你们也有够的年纪来进入这条道路。
You come, you believe, and enter the door.
你来，你相信，进入这个门。
I am the good shepherd. He who hears my voice. What's our response? Hear his voice.
主是好牧人。经常讲说，那听见我声音的，所以我们的反应就是要来听主的声音。
All of us have said, I don't hear his voice.
也许我们会说，我从来没有听过他的声音啊。
Why don't we hear his voice?
为什么我没有听他的声音呢？
Because there's too much noise in our life.
因为在我们的生活里面有许多的 杂音。
I'm watching Facebook here, and I can't figure out why I cannot hear God's voice.
我在看这个脸书，然后我在奇怪为什么没有听见神的声音。
God speaks in a still, small voice, soft voice.
用那微小的声音对我们说话。
In Isaiah 42, it says, "Jesus." It's a picture of Jesus. It says he does not raise his voice on the street.
以赛亚书四十二章讲他在街上没有扬声。
He's not yelling and screaming.
他没有大声的在那里喧哗。
He just says this morning, "I am the door. Come, follow."
他只是很轻的对我们说，我就是这个门，来。
Eat of me.
我是粮，生命的粮，你们来吃我。
Follow me.
来跟随我。
I am the resurrection and life. He who believes in me.
我是复活，我是生命，相信我的。
Believe is one of the key verses in those seven examples of I am.
在这七个我是的例子里面，相信是一个关键的字。
When we read, "I am the bread of life," Jesus said, "Believe in me."
当主耶稣说我是生命的粮，接下来他就说你们要信我。
I am the resurrection life. Believe in me.
我是复活，我是生命，你们要相信。
I am the way. What are we to do? Twice, believe in me. Believes in me.
主说我是道路，两次主就说你们要信我。
Every single thing you and I need in life is found in Christ.
我们生活里面所需要的一切在基督里面都可以找着。
We can't work for it. We can't try and improve ourselves. God says, "Believe in me."
我们可以用自己的办法，但是神要我们的是来相信他。
I am the light, not you. I am the door, not you. I know the way.I am the shepherd. Just believe in me.
我就是粮，我就是光，我就是门，我就是那牧人。你们要相信。
Stand into me by faith.
要进入，要就需要先相信。
It's too easy, and it confuses us. What can I do? I need to do something. No, God says, just trust in me.
也许是太简单了，我们搞糊涂了。我们需要做什么呢？其实都不需要，只要相信。
One of the prayers around the Lord's table this morning emphasized this word, surrender. Absolute surrender. That's what we do. That's the only thing we can do.
早晨有人祷告，就是把我们自己完全的来降服于神。
And we believe when we jump into the arms of the Lord, He will catch us.
我们相信，我们把自己投身在主的怀的中的时候，他会接住我们。
And then he says, "I am the vine, abide in me."
然后主说：“我是真葡萄树，你们要住在我里面。
”Keep my commandments.
守我的命令。
That's kind of neat. He summed up all the commandments with love one another.
把所有的命令总结在彼此相爱。
And of course, the result is when we eat of the Lord, we will not hunger.
当然，结果就是我们若从主来得粮，我们就不会饥饿。
When He is the light unto our path, He is the light of the world. We will not walk in darkness.
我们若行在光中，就不在黑暗里走。
When we enter the door, we shall go in and out and find pastures.
我们若从这门进入，就可以出入得草吃。
When I am the good shepherd, Jesus said, you will hear my voice.
主说我是好牧人，你们要听我声音。
If we follow,
如果我们来跟随他的话。
I am the resurrection, and you shall never die, Jesus said.
我是复活，所以你们必永远不死。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.The Father will be glorified.
我就是道路、真理、生命，父要借着我得荣耀。
My joy will be in you if you abide in me.
如果你住在我里面，我的喜乐就满足。
All the joy that one can ever need and have is found in the way.
我们所需要一切的喜乐都可以在这条道路上找到。
Abiding in him.
只要住在他里面。
I am the vine, and you shall bear much fruit.
我是葡萄树，你们要结果子。
Our lives will exemplify the love, the joy, the peace of the Lord Jesus.
我们的生活来彰显主耶稣的平安喜乐。
And again, sin can keep us away from the way. That's this self-life that manifests itself in the flesh.
这个自我的生命想要表达自我就被罪捆绑让我们不能在这条道路上
The world is pulling constraining us pulling us to this earthboundness being earthbound
这个世界也把我们好像有很多的压力让我们跟这世界连在一起
And Satan hates the way
撒旦是痛恨这条道路的
He will do anything and everythingto keep us from the way.
他要做任何的事情让我们不走在这条路上。
This is why we need to stay under the covering and the protection of husband and wife, under parents, under the protection of obeying the government.
所以我们就必须要在父母在夫妻之间的保护之下。
The second point on this way,is the way of the cross.
那第二个方面就是要讲到这条道路是十字架的道路。
And that's another message.
这就是另外一个信息。
And the church.
然后讲到教会。
This is the environment God has put us in to cover us, to protect us, to teach us, to pray, to move,Mountains, it's in this environment of two or three where God is in, present in himself.
主把我们放在教会里面成为我们的保护教导我们让我们可以来祷告我们有两三个人同心合一的祷告就能够移山
You can have all the works, Christian works, wonderful works, and there are many, there are thousands of them on this globe.
在这世界上有许多所谓基督教的工作
But there is only one environment that can stop the gates of hell.
但是只有一种环境是能够来封住阴府的门
One environment where we can grow up into fullness.
只有一种情形我们可以进到丰富的里面
And that is the environment of theChurch, where Christ is the head, and there is a flowing down to the two or three who are gathered in His name.
主耶稣就是这身体的头，然后有主他就到两三个人聚集在他的名里与他们同在。
The bread flowing down the bread of life.
生命的粮就从这里流下来。
This light of the world.This light of the world flowing down.
这个世界上的光这样流下来。
The door that is open.
那这个门打开了。
The shepherd shepherding the flock.
那这个牧人把所有的羊带回来。
Experiencing resurrection life.
来经历复活的生命。
Finding the way, the truth, and the light.
来找着这个道路真理。
Bearing much fruit as we're connected to the vine.
当我们与这个葡萄树相连，就结许多的果子。
This is the way, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是这条道路。
Few find the way.
找着的人也少。
It is God's will that all find the way.
但是神的旨意，他是愿意每一个人都找着这条路。
There is only one reason we do not find the way.
只有一个原因让我们找不到这条路。
Because of our stubborn, arrogant, self-confident self, I am going to do it my way.
只有一个情形会拦住我们，就是我们很骄傲，我们要照自己的方法。
We suffer in our homes, we suffer in our marriages, we suffer in our families, we suffer in the body of Christ because We are like the book of Judges, as we heard last week, all going our own way.
就像我们在四世纪上礼拜听见一样，我们若在自己的道路上，我们都会走迷。
But we are thankful for God taking people like Ehud, who found the way.
但感谢主，主找到像以户这样的人，然后找到了这条道路。
May we live in the way this week.
愿我们这个礼拜活在这条道路上。
Father, we thank you.
天父
that you are the way.
天父，我们感谢你，你就是这条道路。
You've made every provision for us.
你为我们有已经供应了一切。
We admit this morning we are often deaf and dumb and so slow, crippled.
我们常常都是死亡，我们也反应对你的反应很迟钝，我们好像是瘸腿的。
Blinded by our own self-life.
我们也为被自己的生命所蒙蔽。
But again this morning you say to us, "Come and eat of me."
但早晨你对我们说，来，来吃我。
I am the light.
你也对我们说，你是光。
I am the door. I am the shepherd. I am that resurrection life.
你是门，你是牧人，你是复活，你是生命。
Follow me.
你要我们跟随你。
May we follow you this week.
愿我们这个礼拜来跟随你。
By the grace of God.
靠着耶稣的恩典。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.